Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Like a helicopter.
When you hear Petey Pob, it means it's time to get smart. Talking to our friend Nikki Jabvala from the Washington Post.
Who am I?
You can follow her at Nikki Jabvala. What's up, Nick? How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're good. We are good. How's that little boy? Running around?
He is. Yeah. It keeps me busy. Get my steps in.
I imagine. Yeah. All right, so I eventually want to get to the question you texted me the other day. But let's start with kind of where you think things are for the Commanders as we are, you know, this is the super quiet time in the NFL. They've got everybody's traveling. They're on vacation right now. We've got a little less than a month until veterans report for training camp. Where do you think the Commanders are? Strengths, weaknesses going into this season?
I'd say the strength is, I mean, definitely quarterback. I'd say instead of weaknesses, and I hate to be like vague about it, but it's more, I think they're more unknowns. I think those reside mostly on the defensive side. I mean, the offense has a lot of returning players. We know what they are. They even added some, you know, guys that we've seen do quite well, and hopefully they can get back to that level. Talking about Dio, they added Laremy Tunsil to left tackle. I think the line on paper is stronger than what it was. But the unknowns are on defense. How will that secondary shake out? I mean, I'm fully expecting Marshawn Lattimore and Trey Amos outside with Sainer still in the slot. But how will that group work together? Will Marshawn Lattimore look like the guy he did, you know, a couple years ago? Will Trey Amos fare in his rookie season? And that defensive line, I mean, can they generate a pass rush with the guys they have on the edge? So that to me is sort of the thing that I'll be looking at the most in training camp. I mean, I think we've seen Jaden Daniels enough to know that what he did last season is hardly a fluke. I mean, I think year two will present challenges, no doubt. But he's a stud, and you know he puts in the work. To me, I'm curious how that defense is going to come into shape.
They may not have everything that they need, but do you feel that this team improved from last year to this?
On offense, yes. Mm-hmm. On defense, I don't know yet. Honestly, I don't know yet. Because, I mean, and Joe Blitt made a good point. I mean, who expected to get 10 sacks on, I'm blanking on his name already because I'm old and I forget things.
Fowler.
I mean, who expected him to lead the team in sacks? Nobody. So, like, who's to say that somebody on this roster couldn't do the same and replicate what they have and even exceed it? They don't have that star power on the edge. Does that matter? We'll see. In some ways, it may be better that they have, you know, more of their star power inside at D tackle, and they are loaded at D tackle. But you know, will that make a difference? We'll see. And again, with that secondary, I think that secondary's been in flux ever since I started covering the team. I think they've had like a completely different iteration of their defensive backfield every single year that I cover this team. They've overhauled it every year.
Yeah. I do wonder. I think there's a scenario where I don't know if you've gone back and watched a lot of Kinlaw. I did. I'm not sure I agree with the popular narrative that they overpaid for Kinlaw. I think at 15 mil per, it's really not that bad for that's kind of a third tier D tackle deal and hasn't missed a game in 2 years. If you look at last year, I actually think he was way better than people give him credit for. What's your take on Kinlaw?
I didn't have a problem with the money. It was the 3 years. That was, especially when you look at they've done mostly 1 and 2 years to give themselves flexibility. I mean, this roster could be overhauled at like any point, right? and I was – that one was curious just based on the production, what he did when he was with Adam Peters and San Fran. I mean, they declined his fifth option. He didn't really produce, I guess, at the level that you would expect given his draft status. But, again, Adam knows him probably better than any other GM in the league and probably feels that they can get the most out of him with this coaching staff. So that was my thinking was, you know, they've only given 3-year deals to a certain number of people.
Is there a guarantee in the third year, though?
That's a good question.
I think it's basically, like, the agent could say what he wants, but yeah. I think it's basically, you know, 2 for $30.
Yeah, that would, yeah. So there you go.
That's my read on it anyway. I mean, yeah. I just pulled it up on Over the Cap, and they don't have a guarantee.
They've been out.
It doesn't mean that's definitively correct, but I would think they build themselves some sort of out there.
Yeah.
One thing you can't help but notice is how much bigger they are on the defensive front.
Oh, yeah.
I think they should be better against the run. Do you land
they
there?
They should be, yeah. Hopefully they are. And I, like, in going back to the edge, I still think we'll see more Frankie Louvo. I think it opens up opportunity for Frankie Louvo. I mean, they use him a lot in blitzing, but we've seen him out there working more on his pass rush with Ryan Kerrigan. I think this is a chance to get more Frankie Louvo on the line.
I think that you watch what they've done in other places. They have people that don't look like the typical pass rusher that end up getting them a lot of pass rush.
Yeah.
And I believe that's where Adam, that's where, not Adam, but Dan and his defenses are, that's where they can be a little different than others. Others depend on that guy who looks like the prototypical pass rusher. He creates it from all over the place.
Right. That's a good point.
And I think they really seem to like Jordan McGee. I think it's not just lip service when they talk about wanting to have more three linebackers on the field, which would free Louvo up too.
Mm-hmm.
Talking with our friend Nikki Jabala here from the Washington Post on the Rude Guest Hotline. I'm going to ask you about Terry specifically in a moment, but it was kind of telling that second day of minicamp we were out there, maybe the last day, when Noah Brown gets hurt, Terry's not there. You have Debo, but he's such a unique player. What do you make of kind of the receiver depth? Like, if Noah, we don't know, but that seemed relatively serious, right? Like, when you get to camp, and let's just assume Terry's back, like, who's the third wideout?
Yeah, no, I know. That's been my concern, too. I don't love the depth. I've never really loved the depth they've had at receiver. Again, sort of like I was saying with the secondary being in flux since I started covering them, I feel like we've always been talking about the receiver depth because it's been Terry, maybe a number two, and everybody else. Two injuries in camp, and you're like, oh, my God, who's left? Mm-hmm. Thankfully, it looks like Noah Brown's okay. I mean, he's been posting videos and photos on social media. Right. He was at some camp. It looks like he's okay. I'm hoping that's really true. They don't want to disclose injuries at this point in the off season, which is very convenient. Yeah. the depth there's – it's a concern. I mean, because Debo is not a number two. He's not. He's not a guy that you can have on the field for, you know – 70% of the snaps. Like,
yeah,
they need somebody like that to sort of take the load off of Terry. And I don't know who that is if Noah Brown can't stay healthy. I think he's a very, very good receiver if he can stay healthy. Mm-hmm. I mean, that guy draws PIs better than anybody I've ever seen.
Big boy.
But you need him to be on that field. And Michael Gallup, I mean, he was dealing with a calf strain in camp. I mean, I don't know if he would have made the roster anyway, coming from, you know, being off a year from football. But they need somebody to really step up there. I mean, there's a huge opportunity there.
You think
Jalen Lane being a rookie, I mean, he's got speed, but does he have the polish to really step in and take on a bigger role in offense? I don't know.
I think like what we saw when Noah got hurt and Terry was not there, they saw that too.
Yeah.
So I think something's going to get worked out.
I think something's going to get worked out anyway. I just, you know, and you made this good point on one of your shows a couple days ago, I think, JP, but this is this is sort of how it goes with Adam Peters. I feel like you look at, you know, the deals that, you know, San Francisco, I mean, it always comes down to the last minute they hold out, and they eventually get paid. Why it goes to that, I don't know, but they eventually get paid. And I don't, Perry's going to get paid. You know, I think it'll be like a 3-year, and, you know.
So
the question is, you know, where does he fit in there?
Yeah,
at the top eight.
I think we all agree that the Terry thing gets done. It's kind of a matter of when. And to B's point, like they noticed what it looked like out there the other day. What do you think? I'm curious if you've noticed this, and maybe I'm reading too much into it, but you know, we got to talk to Luke McCaffrey a lot last year. He was pretty accessible, super nice kid. But he had a little element of, like, aw shucks to him because I think he was still kind of adjusting to, okay, I'm an NFL receiver now after being a quarterback for most of his life and then, you know, playing at Rice, which isn't the highest level. And just in my brief conversations with him, one at an OTA and one just leaving the field of minicamp, he seems to have a bit of a different mindset. I don't know if you talked to him yet or noticed that. What do you think for Luke in year two? Because year one, perhaps understandably, it was underwhelming, I would say.
Yeah. I mean, I think like any rookie, you're kind of stepping in. You got to figure out where you fit in, too. He is relatively new to the position, as you mentioned. I think he was also probably drafted maybe higher than some expected just because of the Adam Peters knows him and his family really well and knows that they produce insanely good athletes. So the potential was there and he knew it. It was underwhelming. I also think he didn't get a ton of opportunity and, you know, he knows he had to work on his polish. He had to get bigger too in the offseason. So I think you're starting to see somebody who's a little bit more confident, who knows what he's walking into. It also helps when one brother is a coach in the league and the other brother is probably the best running back in the league, second best running back among the best running backs. And your dad was, you know, a heck of a receiver for and won, what, 3 rings. So he has a good idea going in, but I think coming into this team, like he knows where he stands and he knows what he needs to do more. And I think generally, I think Luke is a very, just being around that family in Denver, he's my favorite McCaffrey. Am I allowed to say that? He is my favorite McCaffrey. he's just a humble kid. He's a nice kid. But I think he's also learning that, you know, you got to have sort of that confidence and not cockiness, but you got to be confident in what you're doing and what you bring to the team when you're at this level.
I remember my first year, they moved me from a quarterback to another position. Coach Gill was like, look, your first year, we give you that one. But then the next year, we expect you to come in and be able to compete. And I think we'll see if Luke put the work in to be able to compete.
Right.
That could be what they've done with him.
I mean, that's his mindset. That's that family's mindset. I mean, they work their butt off.
All right. We're talking with our friend Nikki Jabala here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the most reliable HVAC products in the DMV. So I want to find Nikki's text from earlier this week. And I don't want to say too much, but I feel like you and I text a lot about work stuff and some of it's funny. And then, so Nikki on Wednesday afternoon texted me the following. Can I read this, Nick?
Yeah.
Okay. What will happen first? Adam Peters signing off on a 3-year deal for Terry McLaurin or the DC Council signing off on a $3 billion deal for a stadium? So, Nikki, and to callers out there, 800-636-1067. I'm asking you the question. What happens first? The McLaurin deal?
At this point, I say Terry. I feel like we all kind of knew Council wasn't going to approve it by July 15th. They said as much. They needed more time. And at this point, it looks like it could be beyond August, even if necessary. And I still think Terry's there and signed in training camp. I don't have, like, information I'm sitting on to know that. I don't think much has changed since they broke for, you know, went on break. Mm-hmm. I think there's still a lot of tension there. There hasn't been a ton of communication. But I still think a deal gets done. As you guys pointed out, like they know what they have, or perhaps better phrase, they know what they don't have at receiver. And they know that Terry's, you know, behind Jane Daniels is a face of the team. Yeah. And he's one of the most beloved players on the team and one of the most beloved leaders on the team and a hell of a receiver. Yes, he's approaching 30, but he also has missed, what, all of 3 games in his career?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think he gets done. Maybe I'm being too optimistic, but I think he gets done before camp. I don't think it helps them or Jaden, especially, to not have their top receiver out there.
Especially if they, like, the mindset is that, you know, take care of your own. And if he's a guy like that, you don't take care of him, people start wondering, what the hell's going on?
Right. Yeah, if you're not going to resign a Terry McLaurin, like, who are you going to resign? Yeah,
exactly.
So where do you think things are with the council? Do you still think that? So it sounds like we all agree we think a deal with Terry gets done. It's a matter of when.
Yeah.
Do you think, RFK is an if or a when?
I think it's a when. I mean, they've said that on, and Mendelsohn has said that on record. Like, I think this deal gets pushed through. It's just, we're going to need some time. And I know the team and Mayor Bowser's office is really pushing to have this expedited. And they say it's because they want to have a stadium that's ready in time for 2030 so they can be able to host major events like the 2031 Women's World Cup. But, you know, and there may or may not be a story in the Washington Post at some point on this. For the Women's World Cup in particular, they do have some time there. I mean, based on the bidding process and the deadlines, like, they have a little bit of time. I know what they're trying to avoid is, you know, this being the first delay and others down the road, they keep piling up, and which inevitably happens. These massive projects are complicated and they never end up right on time or right on budget. So you don't want it to, you know, start out on a delay and then continue. I think this goes through. It just may be a couple months.
I agree with you. We are talking with our friend Nikki Jabala here on the Rude Guest Hotline. You can follow Nikki at Nikki Jabala, JHABVALA. Now, I just paid my dues for the record. I am a proud PFWA member. I think you're the president or the vice president. What are you of PFWA?
I'm the president.
Yeah, Nikki's the president, B. Did you know that?
Mm-mm.
Here's a little intrigue for you. Nikki is the president of Pro Football Writers of America. However, John Keim is, what's Keim's title of our bureau or whatever the hell we're called?
He's the chapter president.
Keim's chapter president. Mm. Emeritus, perhaps. I don't know. So I think they're both cool in their roles, but maybe we'll get to the bottom of that one day. You are a real journalist. You work for the Washington Post. You're the president of the PFWA. Did you intend to stumble into a sports radio call-in topic to help me and B kill a segment? Was that your intention with this, Nikki?
You know, the more you can do, I realize, in this industry.
Gotta be versatile.
We appreciate it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you're welcome.
My last question, with I don't know if you saw this, B, but Fortier is leaving the beat to do more big picture stories. Congrats to Sam Fortier, friend of the program, friend in real life. With Fortier leaving the beat, Nikki, will you take over as the preeminent TikTok Commanders reporter?
That is not in my future. I can confirm that. There's hope that there may be a podcast in my future, but
far overdue.
Yes. Although, I mean, we'll see. Do people really want to hear me ramble? I don't know.
Yes.
I hope so. You've been on here for 20 minutes.
Have me on.
we bring you on often.
I think they do. I think that would be well received. Thank you for the time, Nick. Appreciate it.
Of course. Thanks, guys.
Okay. Enjoy your weekend. That's our friend Nikki Jobvala. She has an awesome open-ended question. I want to ask the boys in the aquarium, and then I want to let callers weigh in. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Mm-hmm. What do you think gets done first? Terry's deal or RFK approval?
Mm.
What's interesting is there is a July 15th deadline from the Commanders. Now, that may be arbitrary.
Deadline.
Right. Now, they may be able to push that back. The latest from the council is they could get it done by the end of July, but that could leak into August. And then what does that do? Do the Commanders ever pick up the phone to what I would guess is a very willing partner in Maryland Governor Wes Moore? I don't know. But Terry's deal also has a more realistic deadline of training camp in less than a month. We're taking your calls. What gets done first, Terry or RFK? Now, I know what definitely gets done. If you're looking to buy or sell a car, you need to call the Orsman Automotive Group of Virginia. They've been serving area car buyers for over 100 years. Listen, you don't have to wait. It's not going to be a hardcore negotiation. Nobody's going to be pushing you back if you go to Orsman. I bought 4 cars there. B's bought 100. the only thing that's difficult is getting your phone call returned for Bob Biagi. Outside of that, everything is easy.
You don't throw Bob under the bus like that?
We played phone tag this morning. They've got 7 locations all over Northern Virginia, all the best-selling brands you're looking for. Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, those dope Ram trucks, Chevy, Buick, GMC, 2 Toyota stores, plus a Kia store. They've got great deals, great financing, and a tremendous selection of quality certified used vehicles. And above all, they've got that Orsman Lifetime Edge.
Yep, and that Orsman Lifetime Edge, they give you up to $1,500 in extras, including complimentary car washes with every scheduled maintenance. They give you a loan of cars with every major maintenance, and you have the lifetime engine guarantee. You buy a car from there, that engine is going to be protected for the whole time. And there's more good news. If you have a car to sell, Orsman will pay you up to 125% of the Kelley Blue Book value, regardless of its make, model, or year. It's simple at Orsman. They like to keep their customers happy. So take it from JP and I. Two Beyond satisfies Orsman customers, and let's run.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Try it together.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. It is a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday, powered by Scotty's Handcrafted Vodka. Scotty's Vodka is Maryland-made, amazingly smooth, and loved throughout the DMV. The question is simple, man. There's a couple significant things going on in Commanderland. Mm-hmm. You've got the Terry McLaurin holdout, and you've got the RFK Stadium situation. And nobody knows what's going to happen first. Nobody knows if either is going to happen. Nobody can definitively say both of these things are going to happen. I think both get done, but we don't know it.
We don't know it, but I throw it out there. I believe it. It's going to.
But here's the question. What gets done first? My guy Toothpick is on the line. What's up, Pick?
Toothpick.
Hey, what's good, B? What's up, JP? Listen, I gotta order the way these things will happen, right? Terry McLaurin gets done first. His deal gets done. Player 4, 5, 6 from Squid Games wins his second Squid Games, and then the deal for RFK gets done. But I think that's going to be like an in-season type deal somewhere around October. But that's the order I have it in. And
you think it'll take October?
Man, I don't want it to, but it seems like, you know, deadlines make deals, right? And you got to get this done before, I think it's like November before they start turning over again or whatever. So I think it's like October, somewhere around there.
All right.
I think it happened before that, but yep. Okay.
B, question for you. If this stretches into October, is there a date where you think they call Wes Moore?
I think Josh has a date in his mind about when he's going to deal with it. And let's be real, man. People with that level of money, they're not going to be played around with too long. And I think also the politicians understand that.
Right.
let's be real. Politicians deal with people with a lot of money. They know how much they can push. Then maybe that's why Mendelsohn keeps saying, oh, I know the deal's going to happen. But he wanted to get some time because getting a little time saves him face. You know what I'm saying? Well, it didn't happen when they wanted to. I made them wait. Those things happen. But I think it happens.
I do too. I think, though, like at some point, for the mayor to say in her tweet yesterday, the mayor said, let's not let this window of opportunity close.
Mm-hmm.
Like at some point, you can only make billionaires wait so long.
Oh, yeah.
Like I know this much as somebody that gets to interview players and coaches and stuff. When the player sits down in the chair,
you better be ready.
You better be ready.
Yeah.
If the lighting is bad or the batteries and the microphone aren't working, like
that's your problem.
Yo, you generally get maybe a minute or two, but if you get past a minute or two, it's like, all right, we'll do this next time.
Yeah.
And next time doesn't exist.
Yeah, next time mean that next when you call, I'm gonna imagine I'm gonna say that guy's never ready.
Right.
Yeah.
Like Josh Harris, Mitch Rales, Mark Ein, Magic, like these dudes want to do RFK, clearly.
Mm-hmm.
But there will be a point where they're like, these guys can't get this done.
Yeah.
I don't think we get there. I think it gets done. I'm choosing optimism. But I don't know if everybody's going to wait till October, man.
Nah, October's going to be a long time.
800-636-1067.
Yeah, they want shovel in dirt by then.
Yeah, they want shovels in the dirt by Labor Day.
Mm-hmm.
Don is in Ashburn. Don, what gets done first, Terry or RFK?
I think Terry for sure, but you know these politicians, man, they'll spend $500 to save a dollar. They're always dragging their feet, but I think they're working hard and diligently and trying to get Terry done as soon as possible. So I think it's a done deal by training camp. But hey, I wanted to say, B. Mitch too. I made some chicken and andouille gumbo over the weekend that I think you would have been pretty proud of, my man.
Good stuff, brother. Good stuff.
Talk to y'all.
All right, thanks, man, for the call, Don. Chicken and andouille gumbo.
Oh, okay.
What did you hear, Jeff?
I thought he said chicken and weed gumbo, and I was like, huh?
Where you heard weed from, bro?
That andouille sound like and weed, and I was like, huh? That's a cuisine.
I think that's a stretch, dog.
Jeff, what do you think gets done first, Terry or RFK?
Terry, for sure. And honestly, if it don't get done by, like, July 15th, I think I'm going to be, like, in panic mode.
Terry or RFK?
Terry. I think I'm a warrior.
July 15th is the date I have said is when you're allowed to start raising some eyebrows.
Isn't July 15th the other date, too?
I didn't even know that when I said July 15th was my date. I'm just basing that on training camp.
Because
July 15th is a week before camp opens for veterans.
I'm not going to lie, JP. I started to sweat already because...
You're a sweater?
Tomorrow is June 28th.
Right. What is that?
Terry, didn't he sign his last extension June 28th?
July 6th.
Oh, okay. Okay, cool. I don't know what – someone told me the 28th.
They probably agreed upon it then, but I think the actual thing went out.
Okay, so he signed it on the 6th. Okay, well, I'm not going to start sweating until the 6th. But the 15th roll around, I'm nervous.
I mean
– especially with all of the reports that's starting to come out.
Okay, but hold on.
Don't listen to all them reports.
The reports that are coming out, it's very, very important. It's imperative that people listen to this. None of these are reports. These are Instagram nonsense. And like just because there's an article, what would a Terry McLaurin to the Patriots trade look like? That's not a report. That's the content game. You got to delineate between a report and the content game. If Rossini or Garofolo or Jay Glazer says, "Hey, I'm hearing Terry could be on the move," that's a report.
Mm-hmm.
I can't stress this enough. Like
sometimes I think the content game and the reports kind of get a little close too. You gotta be a disciple.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but it's like it's one thing when you see something on Instagram, but it's another. Sports Illustrated? That was a Sports Illustrated.
They have a content team.
Read it to me. And tell me who the author is.
Jeremy Brenner.
Read the article.
Raiders acquire Commander star Terry McLaurin in mock trade.
Mock trade.
Mock trade.
Read it to me. Give me the first paragraph.
I'm one of them people, bro, where there's smoke, there's fire.
No.
And until I hear the Washington Commanders and Terry McLaurin have come to an agreement, I'm going to sweat a little bit.
Read the article to me, please.
Please tell me the first mock anything that was completely perfect.
B, the league is crazy. I know to you, it's like, man, I ain't listening to that. I'm a player. But to a fan, it's like, yo.
Maybe the fans should listen to some players sometimes.
Yeah, but it's like,
Might change your mind.
I'm a sweat when I'm seeing them things, and it's going into July, and Terry's not signed.
Anything that says could, should.
Yeah, those aren't
report.
They put the keywords in there to make sure that they don't ever have to have nobody come back.
Let me rephrase that. Not reports, articles.
But yo, those aren't, like, I've been deep in the content game, right? Like, I understand top five moves Commanders could make for 2026. That is not saying it's going to happen. So I understand what Jeff is saying. Like, he's nervous. I think if you're a fan of this team, it's okay to be nervous. I think people are more nervous about Terry and more, man, let's just get this done with RFK. I think there are different feelings. There's different emotions involved. I just can't stress enough the difference between a report and the content game. We're taking your calls next. What happens first, Terry or RFK? Jonesy, whoever's on hold, stay there. We're coming to you.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You next. Fucking Red Bull Friday soundtrack. About to be enjoying ourselves. Hitting these phones, my man Jonesy. Jonesy, what gets done first, Terry or RFK?
What's up, JP? Hey, Mitch.
How you doing, bud?
I'm doing all right. Hey, man, listen up. If Terry's contract will get done faster than the D.C. council will get anything done in D.C., they can't even get the potholes filled up in time enough, you know, for the heat. So, I mean, come on, man. For real? No. Terry's contract, and it ain't even close. So, I mean, but they quick to take your toe and tow you away if you parked on the wrong side of the street or if you meet him.
Yeah, you might be parked on at a meter with time, and they still give you a ticket.
And they still will get you.
Oh, that has happened.
We made a mistake to tow you away, but you still owe us $100.
Yep.
That's how you roll, man. So it's that. Have a good day, fellas.
Thank you, Jonesy. Appreciate you, bud. Let's go to our guy, Gairfax. Gairfax, what gets done first, Terry or RFK?
Hey, what's up, fellas? The two hardest working men in show business.
Well, appreciate you, man.
Hey, probably if I had to bet, I would say Terry, but kind of like Jay Delp said, man, I'm a little bit concerned about it because I think they did it wrong. They should have locked up Terry first because, I mean, let me ask y'all, did Lattimore be considered top, like, cornerback money?
Not top. No. So Lattimore's towards the end of the big contract he signed. So when he signed that deal, it was top cornerback money. But now he is
way down there.
Yeah, he's probably around the 10th highest in AAV. But like Lattimore, Gairfax, you in a tunnel, dog? Lattimore is making a little less than $20 million per, whereas Stingley just signed a new deal. He's at $30 million per. J.C. Horn's making $25 million. Ramsey's probably going to get a new deal when he gets traded unless he gets released. So, no, I mean, Lattimore in AAV is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. He's the 9th highest paid corner in the NFL. So I do think Terry gets done first. Is that where you are, 2B?
Yeah, I'm with that.
I do remain confident that RFK will get done, but it is just more and more starting to be like,
Yeah.
I just...
It makes you feel that way.
You'd love for them to not drag their feet.
Totally. But we know that's what happens. Like, I tell people all the time, when they get ready to build a house or get ready to get some construction done in Fairfax, oh, man, it's going to be done quick. I say, nah, add 2-3 weeks, maybe four weeks to that. Because they're going to take time to give you that damn your little permit. And it always happens. So when you're dealing with D.C. Council, always add a few more to it because they just take their time.
What I know about construction projects, it's going to go longer and cost more than you think, no matter what.
Yeah.
Period. Always does. And so I think there should be some level of preparation for that. Okay, hit me.
Okay, so Gearfax was basically saying that Terry is probably over there looking at the organization side eye because somebody just came here and they locked him in. And he's who? Like
the Debo deal?
Yeah. And he
all
was
they
like,
did was just take
just
money
converted.
And get converted money. They didn't get no new deal.
And he was like, Terry probably looking like, yo, I've been here, I've been a company man, I've been showing up every year. This should have been done.
Terry understand right now, like JP mentioned was last week, Jay, that they're working on the guarantees in that third year. That's what they're trying to figure out.
I think it's possible Terry's frustrated. But if you don't have a deal, completely knowledgeable, if you haven't gotten a deal,
yes, you could be frustrated, but still, at a certain point, he's in a point now where he understands how this stuff goes.
Right.
Now, I don't think, you know, once you've been around the league long enough, you stop getting your feelings hurt and you start understanding how the business goes and you begin to work with it instead of working against it.
I ain't going to lie to you, Mitch. If we don't re-sign Terry, my feelings going to be hurt for probably about like 2 days.
But, Jeff, we know you're just weird, but your feelings always
about
hurt.
About 2 days. That's it. Then I'd be like.
2 days is all that Terry would get?
Jeff, the sensitive gangster.
Because I would have to.
I'm going to start calling him SG.
I would have to accept that we have moved on. So it'll be 2 days, then it'll be. It's just like breaking up with a woman. I'm going to be sad because I can't call
you
for 2 days.
When you break up with her, you don't have to be sad.
Nah, because I'm
gone.
I'm going to miss the time I spent, but then and the money I spent. Then I'll be like, all right, on to the next one. So. Yeah,
how much money are you spending on women these days, Jeff?
Well, these days, now that I got a girlfriend, a lot. But before, I've...
So you're spending money on her?
Yeah, on her.
Like
yeah,
what? Like say, presents and women. Stuff?
Yeah. Remember what question you answered. Because the way you just answered that question, if she was listening, she'd think you're spending money on other people.
I mean, nah. I was stingy with spending money on her. She know I ain't spending money on other people. See, I'm one of them people. I work hard for my money.
Oh, this must be serious. Jeff said it over the airwaves.
That's what I was wondering. Girlfriend.
What happened, Jeff?
Man.
If you like it, then you got to put a ring on it.
Oh, no, nah, not right now. not right now.
All right. How about this? Instead of what gets done first, be Terry or RFK, what gets done first? Jeff gets engaged or Toby gets a girlfriend?
Toby get a girlfriend. Matter of fact, I'm about to expedite that process.
Toby doesn't want the girls that you're bringing around for him.
Yeah, bringing some creepos.
Yeah. Lost in this conversation, the line of the day might be Mitch calling Jeff the sensitive gangster. nobody go anywhere. Peter Rosenberg joins us next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.